This is Rita Ora, and I'm taking over today. I'm going to play you some of my favorite songs, and you'll hear my latest Radioactive 2. On FM, on digital radio, and online. This is Metro. Now with the latest news at 12.
Well, starting with the snow, and it's still coming down quite heavy here at Metro Radio Towers. I'll bring you a forecast in a minute, but Northumbria Police are warning you if you have to go out to allow extra time for your journey and to make sure you use your lights as well. Well, we've been in touch on Facebook for you to tell us about the snow where you are. Metro Sarah Colley has more.
Yeah, well, on Facebook, Laura Reed says the snow's deep in the west end of Newcastle. Megan Oliver says it's still snowing in Brandon in Durham. While Saskia Smith's not happy. She says there's too much snow. She's just outside Morpeth where it's looking pretty deep. Keep sending us your snow reports on Facebook. You can tweet us too. Just use the hashtag MetroSnow.
Elsewhere, and the French government says horse meat containing the drug bute, which can be harmful to humans, is likely to have entered the food chain. The Agriculture Ministry in Paris says three tainted carcasses have probably been eaten, but that there's only a minor risk to human health. Back here, and there's a sleep-in at Newcastle City Library tonight in protest at the council cuts. Gary Sullivan, the organiser, has been telling Metro more about it.
You know, it isn't just about raising our voices and saying, you know, something is going very, very wrong with the city, which it is, but it's also celebrating what it is that we are going to lose if the cuts continue, really.
Sport and Sunderland boss Martin O'Neill says he won't feel comfortable until there's a larger gap between themselves and the bottom three.
It's points in the board rather than position in the table that's really important, certainly be important anyway until the last couple of games of the season. So, well, there's plenty of points to play for, and it's really up to us now to do something about it.
The Black Cats face West Brom at the Hawthorns this afternoon. Showbiz and Ben Affleck's Argo won Best Foreign Film at France's annual Film Awards, the Césars, last night.
Metro Radio weather with solarsol.com. Brighten your day with lower energy bills.
Well, the snow is going to continue this afternoon. It should ease off later on, though, with lighter showers by tonight. Cold, though, highs of just 3 degrees. Drier tomorrow, but still the chance of some more snow showers. That's the latest for the Northeast, the greatest place on Earth.